Away. I think I'll be using that again this.
Yeah, no, I didn't even have to touch mine. Please, weather. George, before I forget, I do have those anchors in lay. When do you expect you might be. Where are you going, first of all?
Yeah, well, we're stopping the doctor's office for an appointment. Now, that's on Old Country Road in Plainview. So right now I'm on Old Country Road and heading that way. So I'm eastbound on 5107. Then, you know, not really sure. The time I expect to see him will be this coming Thursday, where I'm trying to conduct the licensing class over there.
Okay, that's fine. I will see you when I come out of here, although I think you'll just be getting there. So, you know, I'll catch up with you. I got him sitting in the car. I just got to find a couple of lock washers. Okay, yeah. We'll see. Hopefully the concrete in the building will be strong enough to hold it without going through, well, I guess, heroic methods such as, you know, drilling through it and putting a steel plate on the other side as a clamp. But I do know that wind speeds up there can get to be pretty high.
Yeah, well, the wind survival on that is rated at 100 miles an hour, which I'm sure is more than adequate, and it's got a relatively small surface area, so what I'm giving you is actually overkill's worth, but, you know, what the heck. Let me get out of here. I have to make a phone call before I go inside. WB2ZSC. Steve, I'll touch base with you later.
That's good. WB2WAK.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Steve. WB2IKT, and I'll be clearing the listening. And Steve S., for you, just a reminder, I hope you're beginning to think about putting something together for the club come the fall. I think you're a good speaker. I think you'd do well at telling us about what we've got.
Yeah, I was looking about that. It wouldn't be accurate anymore, but we did a similar thing about, I'm trying to think, probably 35 years ago. I remember, talking to Dave Zala. He had a ton of high-res pictures. But yeah, we'll put, gonna probably put a PowerPoint together in, you know, state of current, depending on time, you know, over some of the other stuff in here, even if it's not Linemark stuff, that's all been available. But, I could, I'll retry it now. What kind of time?
Yeah. Hey, first of all, I really appreciate it, so thank you. And, you know, I've been retired for a while, and it seems I've never been busier.
Yeah, I was afraid I'd, you know, afraid I'd get bored. Well, yeah, I kept a couple of things open, but I keep pushing it off. I get calls, and I said, you know, talk to me after the summer. Like I say, all the a lot of hand fairs are coming up now, and I enjoy looking around, even if I don't buy anything. Enjoy some of the artifacts from years past.
Yeah, poor man's entertainment, to say the least. By the way, I enjoy it too, so. Okay, let me get in the doctor's office. I'm now in the parking lot. WB2WAK. And ZSC on the side, WB2IKT. And guys, later.
Take care, George. WB2WAK clear.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSC.
Mark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL meter.
W2VL repeater.
This is KD2JKC. My name is Mike, M-I-K-E.
Hello, Mike. Name is Charlie. Kilo Delta 2, Kilo November Hotel.
Okay, I got your time. How are you? Where are you right now?
Well, right now we're the 495 eastbound. I just left Farmingdale, so Route 110. And heading back to Exit 57, I live here.
Okay, we've got a copy. You're coming in a little noisy, but I can still make out your audio. Your audio is good. I'm an HT here in Franklin Square, New York.
Oh, very good. I'm here. I'm hearing a little bit of static in the background, but you're coming through fine.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm sitting in my backyard. I'm using the Glen Oaks repeater, I think. Yes, I'm using the Glen Oaks repeater right now. I had a bad copy. I couldn't understand what you said. Can you back with that?
Well, I tried another repeater, but it was a little too early. I'm out around Babylon right now, so I'm back on the Glen Oaks repeater.
Yeah, copy that. You can't. The audio came through pretty good this time. All right, good. Good. What's your final destination going to be?
There's a few exits. Exit 57, I
live here. Okay, yeah, we're familiar with that area. I used to work in Hot Park. I think I used to get off 57, or was it 53? They combined 53, 5, 6, 7, I think, if I'm correct.
Well, 57 is still separate from 53, but yes, there were a couple of combined. Park can be still a busy, place.
Yeah, sometimes I used to get off 50 Cent. I believe that Parkway is this correct.
Well, you can hit Motor Parkway, but it's really a Veterans Highway. It's really getting more fun.
Okay, I copy that. All right, copy that. I used to work Rough Motor Parkway in the industrial park there.
All right, very good. What are you doing?
Well, I've been retired for about 3 years, so right now I'm just taking it easy, enjoying the sun for as long as it lasts.
All right, well, it's a good day to enjoy the sun, that's for sure. I wish I had taken the day off, but
no,
I know I
took
a week off.
Okay, I lost you again. You must be in a bad spot. I lost you. What kind of radio you got?
I use the FPM 100DR.
Good radio, good radio. I'm using a small bullpen with a whip antenna right now, but I also have a Yaesu 60R somewhere in the house, HT.
All right, also very good radio. And, yeah, we definitely have enough computers to, cover a lot of territory, that's for sure.
Where is your antenna mounted on the car, in the trunk or the roof?
That's a new antenna I just installed yesterday. It's a glass mount. The back left glass mount.
Yeah, I know the type. I guess, how's it work? Impedance, I guess the impedance is matched, but I guess it works through inductance, through the glass or capacitance or something?
Well,
I hear you. I would never put a hole in my car either, for sure. No, they look good. I remember the other, the cell phone antennas used to work like that also. It's a good idea. I think everybody should have a ham radio antenna like that. It's a lot neater looking and it just glues on, am I correct? Copy that. This is KD2, JK in Franklin Square, using an HT. Okay, it's working okay, that's for sure. Can you put the Celtic repeater from where you are?
Alright.
I completely lost you, Charlie. I can't, the noise level is higher than your audio right now, so I'm going to sign off, okay? Maybe I'll meet you on the back on the radio. This is KT2JKC, clear.
All right, Mike, nice
speaking with you. Have a good day. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2NO, listen.
NO2NO.
Hello there, I didn't catch the call sign. A little scratchy. Name Fred, Foxtrot Romeo, Echo Delta. I am stuck in almost bumper-to-bumper traffic somewhere on the Cross Island.
My call sign was 8-6-2-3-W. I had a little bit of trouble here.
Thank you. WP2VAD.
Hello, Ed. Dennis. Into TBH Mobile.
Two stations, welcome. I got TV into TBH. Who is the R?
Charlie, KB2KH. Hello, Ed.
Okay, guys. Good afternoon. Into TBH. Why don't you get turned over, Charlie?
Yeah, just make my way home run. 25 towards the SAG. Over to you, Charlie.
All right, it's that time of day. Ocean Avenue passing over the Vietnam Veterans Memorial location, Sheldon, and heading home. And how was your day?
Very quiet. You know, that crazy job that I had for about a year, a few months ago, it seemed to be unraveling. But before we unravel the old-fashioned way, they lost budgeting and cut everything off of me. So right now, despite the fact I'm nominally retired, I'm looking for a job. And I have very good results. But no one ever followed through, probably because they hear, you know, I'm just looking for an excuse, I don't know, to work for a week and then quit and retire. I don't know what they think. All right, by the way, the TDA's name is Ed. And I'm just going for a walk in the neighborhood because it's such a spectacular afternoon. TPH, the name, if you gave it to me, I don't remember it. Why don't you say TPH?
Yeah, Ed, Charlie, name here is Donnie David Oscar Nora Nora Yankee. Yeah, well, let me see. What was my day? My day, well, let's see. We got most of the, almost all the boring bulls in. I think next Saturday we got to do a, for the no-shows that didn't show up. That pays the job for a while.
All right, I guess I'm picking it up. Yeah, it would have been a beautiful day to stay home. And I guess you're out for a nice walk. And, well, if you can't fit in, invent something. And, I'm sure you could come up with something.
Well, it's very simple, Charlie. Is there anything you really, really want by chance is available?
Well, I won't know until you invent it. Johnny.
Yeah, the jacket is kind of funny. So my son was thinking about making him, but then he retracted. You know, somebody made him an offer, he thought about it, then he passed on it.
What does your son do, Don?
Oh, well, he's a big financial institution. Decided that he wanted to make a lot of money and said the banks are where the money is, but so he got his degree in economics. Now he works at the bank.
Understand. On the other hand, I've always felt above a certain level, money's overrated. I have always felt and suggested to my kids, yeah, up to a certain level, money's very important. But then above that certain level, it slowly becomes less important the more you have in your other hands that should replace it, like being a good person. But then, Charlie, am I achieving my goal of being a good person? Or is the lynching tomorrow?
Well, I'm just back from a phone call with the office. They keep bugging me for some reason before 5 o'clock. But, with respect to you being a good person, yes, you've achieved that goal. And, as many people can attest to. Donnie?
Well,
received the telephone, but just not making the repeater. That transmission was really, really bad. I am sorry. Apologize, but I guess it's just an error.
This is a whole over here, the tag, so I'm not surprised. I've only really got a quarter wave on the car, so, you know, I'm heading south away from the machine. It should get a little better.
Yeah, the side for coast is solid. Solid.
Well, I'm learning the limitations of my new antenna to through the window. In areas where I was always getting good reception, not such, but I haven't tuned it.
What kind of antenna is this new antenna?
It's a tram through the glass antenna, my left rear window.
And how long is the radiating element?
You know, I didn't measure it. It's probably about 19 or 23 inches.
And what happened to the coax shield?
I heard something about what happened to the coax. Come on back.
Can you do waving you?
Why do you want this? My question was, what happened to the coaxial cable shield? Does the shield somehow connect to the frame of the car on my fucking wiring first, then you turn over the charge?
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Gentlemen, I will ask you for a radio check, if you don't mind. I'm testing this radio, and I don't know if it's working properly, or I got some tonight. Over to you.
You sound beautiful. I have nothing for you. You're perfect.
Yourself? Oh, well, I leave you alone, guys, so I just want to test this thing, so let me continue with this thing. Can you do what? So thank you for you fucking me up, and with your call, and 73, guys. Give me the radio. I'll be clear.
Ready to help. Charles.
All right. Yeah, he sounded fantastic. But, I'm afraid I wasn't getting everything you were saying. But, it's a tram through the window antenna. I picked up my wife's car. I retired my car. And, she moved me holes through the car.
I understand perfectly, but let me try my one more time. The coax has a sensor conductor that I assume goes to the radiating and the shield. In theory, the shield should connect to the French metallic part of it, but doesn't.
No, unfortunately, the shield, unlike the other car, it just connects to a little tiny, like a counterpoise element. Like about 6 inches long.
Then you put a clip, some kind of a clip on it, hang another clip wire hanging below it.
You know, I'll have to experiment with that.
All right, that's something to think about. Donnie? Seems either Donnie faded into a flippy, scared him away, Charlie.
All the confusion, I believe he signed, but I could be wrong.
So that leaves us to fight to the test.
All right, and I'm still not getting you 100%. But, I'm about 5 minutes out from home. How about yourself?
Well, I'm walking around the neighborhood. I don't know, if I turned around, I'd have about half a mile. Keep going, about a mile.
Well, it is a beautiful day for a walk. You enjoy. I'm going to sign. I'm just coming to turn into the town and going the up and down hills. KUKNH clear, 73. You enjoy.
Thank you. You have a very pleasant evening. Yes, I am absolutely enjoying the weather.
The 73 is Charlie to TBH.
Hi, you came back.
Yeah, the boss called me and, you know, I can't make a clean getaway, but, you know, just the usual, just needed some information on some stuff.
I assume when you say the force really means she must be open.
Well, there's the boss, and then there's she who must be obeyed, you know, which is my wife.
Yeah, well, which one calls? Was it your employer or the XYL?
Oh, is my employer? My employer is just my boss. She who must be obeyed is way, way outranks him.
I'm just saying you weren't clear which one it was.
Yeah, no problem, Yeah, the XYL, oh my god. Yeah, she's not a radio business. She doesn't understand the whole hobby. You know, she pays lip service to it, but, you know, neither did my son. Until he went into the Army and made two trips downrange. Then he kind of realized what radio thing was all about.
There are times and places that maintaining communication is incredibly important. And for some of us, that serves as a real wake-up call.
Yeah, well, he was, he had to, what do you call it? They called programming the radios. He was responsible for filling his squad's radios every day. And, everything changed the tune, and you had to know the time of the day, the word of the day, and the color of the day, and that all had to be programmed in there. You had about 15 seconds to do it, otherwise the thing, you know, you had to start all over again.
I have personally worked with programming military photography, so I know from whence.
I'll take it from the Singars, huh? In the, what was it? PRC 52s and PRC 148?
I am familiar in general terms with Singars and the family of comm radios, but my hands-on experience was with craft identification, IFF. For both civil and military. And the military combat ID is really tough.
Second.
WB2IK.
Hello, George.
Hey, Ed. How you doing? Hope you're enjoying your walk. Just arrived in Stelly Beach, which is, I'm not sure if it's called Boca Valley or Bayville, but you get into it from Bayville, but my GPS says it's in Boca Valley. Anyway, it's really nice over here. It's very quiet still, and it got a bit cloudy out, so I'm by the sun rays go through some clouds. Ed?
Let's toss it over there.
Not send. supposed to send some attachments. I did not get them yet. Anyway, I sent you a presentation for the radio marriage that I got online from a couple of them, and it seemed to be really good. It aligns very closely what you've done, and it sort of filled in some of the blanks. You might want to take a look at that. If we literally borrow from that one, I think we'll be in good shape.
Yes, I did see. I did look at it. I find it's a little bit too much with flashing colors. I think they're trying a little too hard to keep people's attention. Yeah, there is some stuff in there that I fully intend to consider. I'm not sure if it's borrowing it or stealing it, but yes, definitely considering and have some of it in the month.
I think it was better that, actually. But also, just for argument's sake, the old Merit Badge book for radio was written by a ham operator, Mike Brown, W2JWD, who is actually an old acquaintance of mine. I actually knew him many years ago because he was college roommates with some of my friends who went to Cornell University. And, I knew him back in the day. And, in fact, he was from Long Island. He was in Dick's Hills. And visited him in his house. So, I kind of know him. And it's just interesting to see how he was involved with this guy. And he actually was good enough to write the radio, or at least the previous edition of it. And as it turns out, I know that he was friends with Harry Daniels, W2HD.
Yes, yes. Boy, yes. Close. No. Yes, Hamlet. That. Poor Mike Brown. I knew him, Joe.
Yeah, you were kind of fading in and out on that. I heard that you knew him, Horatio. And did you two know him from some venue someplace? Or I'm just curious.
No. I was changing same line from Shakespeare. And let me try one more time, and then I'll just hold.
Yeah, I hate to say it, because you walk about or fading in and out, and it seems to be in step with the way that you're walking, so that apparently you carry it one way where it makes the repeater very nicely, then you move a bit, you probably change the angle that you're holding it, and it disappears. Then your hand comes back, and it comes up again, but we're losing a couple of seconds at a time.
In Hamlet, this line, when it reads it, picks up a skull, and Hamlet is talking to him, and he says, "Alas, poor Yorick." Then turns to his friend and says, "I knew him, Horatio. I just twisted that to suit the purpose, nothing more."
Yeah, I guess it's safe to call that a little skullduggery.
Ooh, you're in contention for the worst pun of the week award.
Yeah, who knows? Might even win it. There's a chance, maybe a chance. Anyway, it's really nice out and fairly quiet over here at the beach. There are a couple people walking, and I don't see any fishermen, and I usually do.
I know what
that's. Into TBH Bubble. Back again.
Into TBH. This is WB2IKT, and we're talking with Ed, WB2EAV. My name is George, located in Fleet Beach on the north shore of Long Island. I have a view of Long Island Sound from approximately New Rochelle all the way out to Railway to Connecticut, and looks like there's just no marine traffic at all on this, as far as I can see, which is amazing considering how many people live near the coast to this magnificent body of water. Over to you.
Yeah, Nancy Rizzani, into TVH Global.
Yeah.
Ed, I'm very impressed with that. He's one of the few people that even knows who Shakespeare is. I,
I got a quote for him when he comes back. But you say something about marine traffic? I didn't quite catch that.
Oh yeah, I did. Just to make it simple, I could see New Rochelle off to my left in the distance, and I'm sort of almost directly across the sound from Stamford. And as I look to the right, I can see all the way out to Rowaite and where our plant is. Beyond that, it's just kind of like hazy. But in my entire field of view, don't see any marine traffic at all. It's just a nice view of the sound. And I'm kind of surprised that I don't see any boats of any kind.
The season is just beginning, and there's not too much commercial traffic right now. A lot of the commercial traffic makes trips up and down the sound at night. It's just the nature of where they're coming from and where they're going to. I mean, about 15 years ago, when I was in North Hempstead, I saw it was up pushing the forest. It was an unusual object on it. And I was like, hey, what's going on? What are these? So, looked at it, and just the aspect, I couldn't quite make out what it was. So I hailed the skipper on 13, and it was a jet. It was somebody's corporate jet. They were taking out, they were barging out to, Rhode Island.
That sounds a little strange. I guess they were unable to fly it. So, undergoing repairs or what? That's sort of the mystery in and of itself. But I usually do see barges, usually they're oil barges, being pushed by tankers. And I usually see them several times a day. And it's just, today I just don't see anything at all. It's pretty quiet here.
Yeah, and it's dead flat out there. But did you say you see oil barges pushed by tankers? That's kind of unusual. I've never seen that before.
I think my mouth slipped somehow. Oil barges being pushed by tugboats is what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
Okay. I didn't mean to see it, but there are composite vessels out there that they are attached nuts to butts, as we call them, and hinged, but the rules of the road. Let me drop it. For the rules of the road, you treat them as a composite unit, as one vessel.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. The other thing I usually see is failed waste of fuel. And, you know, there in the distance I see a tiny white dot, and as they get clear I can see sails. But, not today. Just don't see any.
Yeah. The yacht clubs are just starting up. There's a lot of people are just beginning to put their boats in the water where I work in Smith, in the marina where I work in Smithtown. As a matter of fact, we just laid down the last of our 140 or so moorings. And so people, especially if the weather stays like this, people are going to, they're going to be taking advantage of it.
Yeah, this is WP5KT. Yeah, I can understand that. By the way, this earlier today, we're down by the South Shore, down near Seaford Creek, and there was plenty of traffic there, lots of boats going in and out. We saw quite a few guys coming in and a few going out, so down there, and it was, you know, small craft, ranging in size maybe from somebody with a 30-footer, which is relatively large, to something the size of a rowboat with an outboard motor bolted to it. Somehow or other, that one actually had five people on it, which at full capacity going out, just a tiny little rowboat, maybe 17 feet long. And, you know, typical fiberglass boat. And, looked nice. A couple of boats looked like they were pretty big, you know, 25 footers, and the guys had fishing equipment on it, so I guess they were out fishing.
Fly Mark Info.
George, it's, yeah, there are guys, you know, they're gonna take advantage of a nice day when they can get it. I'm still waiting for the boat. I have a 20-foot whaler center console, and the motor I keep it in Amityville, the guy's forklift broke down. It's out of service for about 10 days, late March, early April. So he's tying the eight ball, so to speak. There's a lot of people wanting their boats, you know, to be splashed. Mine's actually getting trailered out to Southold. I just bought a new engine for it, a 115 Merc. And the old engine was 16 years old, and the my boat mechanic called me. He says, it's not a question of if, it's when. So I just raided my savings and bought a new engine.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Sounds like it was due. Very good. And the cool thing about, I guess, an outboard, I'm assuming you can do a quick, unbolt the old one and bolt in the new one. Unless it's in it, in which case there's quite a bit of work involved.
I've had boats on and off my entire life for like the last 45 years. The first boat that we ever had, our family ever had when I was growing up, was a 23-foot Garvey scow bow that my dad built, and my uncle built in our garage. And the only thing they didn't do was lay down the keel. They actually had a keel ride come in and strap this 6x6 piece of wood about 24 feet long, and we had it on 5 or 6 jack stands, and it was, bolted in, but there were clamps on it, and he fussed around with it, and, after an hour or two, he said, yep, it's straight and true, and he notched out where the ribs were going to go, and he had a bronze plaque just with his initials, and he had it to the keel and said, yep, it's good to go. So we built our first boat.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, no, I don't have a boat. I've always, I've thought about it from the means to pursue owning my own boat. Probably somewhere along the line is, sink your money in a boat, that kind of thought. Anyway, I wonder if Ed is still around or if he's still doing his walkabout. Ed, come back if you are, and Donnie, if he doesn't come back, then you come back.
Yeah, WB2IKT and 2TBH Mobile.
Hi, Donnie. Okay, I guess Ed's battery wore out, or he managed to find a dead spot.
Yeah, well, he sounds like an interesting guy. He knew a little bit about, option programming military radios. I was in the Army from 75 to 80, so we had these new boat anchors. I mean, these things weighed like 35, 40 pounds. They were kind of diddle. They were the VRC-12 series, and they were tough radios. But, then we had the PRC-77, the Manpack. Hold on, I got to take this phone call.
Okay, Donnie, standing by. WB2IT.
WB2IKP, N2GGS, can I get a signal report?
Okay, N2GGS, Golf Sierra, this is WB2IKT, Whiskey Baker 2, India Kilowatt Tango. Nice sounding signal, it seems to me to be full quieting, but your audio is really weak. My first suggestion is just try talking a lot louder and probably a bit closer to the mic, and it should be okay. If that doesn't do it, you may have to up the gain on the microphone a little bit.
Okay, thank you. How is this? Is this any better? I'm a little closer.
Yeah, actually, it's a lot better, but it's still kind of weak. If I was moving in my car, the road noise would probably make it so it would be difficult to hear. But right now I'm parked, and you sound fine. It's just, the audio is just low, that's all.
And WB2IK and 2TBH Mobile.
Yeah, and 2TBH. WB2IKT, yeah. Almost blew up my speaker. Your audio is fine. You have a nice sound.
Thank you very much. It's ID 5100, and I I did the little tweak to the microphone. I made the hole a little bigger and removed some kind of screen and I think soldered a tiny capacitor across something and I've already got good audio now.
Yeah, you too. Station, GTH, come back and just talk. I just want to compare your audio. That's Donnie.
Yeah, okay. I heard him. They've been loud and clear, this capacitor. I'll turn it after this transmission.
Yeah, you're good. Somewhere between 6 and 10 dB lower in audio than Donnie. You know, it sounds good. Nothing to keep somebody from copying you except a voice. So, like I said, I had to turn the gain up for you, and then when Donnie came back, I had to turn down. And Donnie, I don't usually fool around with military radios. The last one I had was a TRC-47, which was a 2-meter vacuum tube radio that was used for some kind of telecommunications. And it came with a bow tie antenna, which is the largest bow tie I've ever seen. Was opened up, it was 10 feet high. And these things were going surplus. They were trying to give them away. They're very, very cheap. But it was a vacuum tube radio, and if I remember, I'm pretty sure it had a 286 in the final. Bye.
I hear you 5x5. I mean, you know, you're perfectly readable. I mean, if you want to stay in the queue, so that's fine. George, a PRC-47, geez, I'm not familiar with one. Now, we had the PC-25, they were just being phased out. Actually, we used them in training. When I was going through training, we had those, and then when I got...